speaking at the inauguration of a complex consisting of 10 lecture halls for the John Gereng Memorial University of Science and Technology, President Kiir told residents that forgiveness and putting past communal differences behind them will not only make Jonglei State conducive for education, but will make room for more development projects.
I'm calling upon you and all the citizens of Jonglei to remain united. Your unity will bring genuine coexistence among yourselves. It will eradicate intercommunal fighting, which is threatening to erode the gains we have made in the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. It will also allow the government to dedicate limited resources to important projects.
President Kiir says communities in the state should also embrace peaceful coexistence with their neighboring communities.
I want you to demonstrate this unity by opening peace corridors with your neighboring countries and stay united and help us in our efforts to exit permanently from the cycle of violence that has characterized this country for a very long time.
Kiir says the government is aware of the threat caused by the floods, which have been affecting people in Jonglei and other parts of the country. He says the government is working on a solution that will balance flood control and wetlands protection.
We are aware of the threat posed by the floods that has been affecting you here in Jonglei and other areas in South Sudan. To address this recurrent issue of floods, your government, through the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, is working on a solution that will balance flood control and wetland protection.
Professor Abraham Matoch, the Vice Chancellor of Dr. John Gereng Memorial University of Science and Technology, praised the President for officiating the inauguration of the university's new building.
Dr. John Gereng University is the pride of our country. In history, Dr. John Gereng is a great name in South Sudan, in Africa, and the world at large. And great things must be done in his honor and memory. Your Excellency, on behalf of the entire family of Dr. John Gereng University, we are thankful and happy with Your Excellency for having honored our invitation to officiate the inauguration of the triple complex building constructed by the university.
In 2019, the government awarded a $1 billion contract to the South Sudanese company Interteco to construct the Dr. John Gereng Memorial University of Science and Technology into a world-class university. No permanent buildings have been constructed on campus since the university was established in February 2007. Administration offices and lecture rooms were made of shipping containers and prepubs. Efforts to reach Alimo Florence, Interteco's managing director, for comments were not successful as her contact information did not go through. The office of the president signed the contract with the company in 2019, according to Florence, which means the payment should come from the office of the president. Abraham Matoch, the vice chancellor at the John Gereng University, says the company did not receive enough money to proceed with the construction of the university.
A contact with them, and the guy down, the bank proved that they didn't have money, so they didn't go ahead. Yeah, but now we're going to pick it up. I'm going to pick it up now at the level of the government.
The building, consisting of 10 lecture halls, was constructed with local university-generated funds. Construction cost more than 851,000 South Sudanese pounds, the equivalent to a little over $2.1 million. The Gereng Memorial University of Science and Technology was established as an institute in 2008 and upgraded into a public university in 2010 by presidential order. It has 841 students. About 7% are females. The university grants diplomas and degrees through its 5 colleges of agriculture, education, environmental studies, management science, and technology. It also has 1 institute for fisheries and a new graduate college for scientific research established in 2019 to award postgraduate diplomas, masters, and PhDs. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.